A dog took the stage during this year's Alaska Folk Festival. So did a drum and pipe band and some Middle Eastern style singers and dancers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld assembled this audio postcard.
Well, I found a Gideon's Bible by my bed one night in a hotel in a town I can't recall.
I'm Tom Begich from Anchorage, Alaska.
What brings you down to the folk festival so many years?
Oh, ever since the first time I came back in 1983, I've just loved it, you know, and I haven't been at every folk fest since then, but I've been to many of them. I think I didn't play until 87 was the first time I actually played.
Any special place the folk festival holds in your music regime, so to speak?
Year after year after year here, I have introduced new songs. I tend to put them with some of my older songs, too, so that people can have a flavor. But I like to test the audience to see how they react, you know, and it's a pretty generous audience.
Do you play other festivals?
I play all over the country, so I mean, there's a whole list of folks and places that I play, but I mostly tour from May to June in the Southwest and Midwest, and then I go to the East Coast and Central States. Generally, though, I prefer house concerts. There's just a more appreciative audience. You get to meet everybody. But it's weird because the Folk Fest is like a big house concert. Yeah.
You cannot change your future. Your past is lost in time. One moment changing everything for good. There are no words of comfort. Peace to soothe my soul, just the echo of a life misunderstood.
I'm Beth.
I'm Sherry.
And I'm Patricia.
And I'm Susanna Lessard.
So, what about the name? Where does Noodle of Doom come from?
Well, you know, people say, oh, we were just noodling around. Well, we noodle around. And that doom, that's that bass note on the doom back. That big boom!
Is it difficult singing in another language?
Yes, it is. Roma is not a standard language. It's an amalgamation of lots of languages because it's a traveling people. So it's not like I could actually study any diction lessons on Roma. I had to just try to listen to it, and they like to sing fast.
What's the general experience being up there dancing to this music?
It's fun, and when you can't really see the entire crowd, it's even better. But when you see a couple of friendly faces in front, it makes it easier.
Do you ever have people walk up to you a couple days after you perform and say, I didn't know you did that?
Yeah.
And what do you tell them if they ask?
Whatever they want to know. And when the next class is.
Why don't I first have you introduce yourself?
Toad.
Coyote.
And would you mind saying what your other names are?
Tiffany.
Steven.
So tell me about the name of the band.
It's our names put together.
Our nicknames.
Our nicknames
mind
put together.
You. Yeah.
No, we've had since we were little.
So is this your first folk festival?
It is indeed.
First time being here, first time playing. It's awesome.
Well, tell me about the music you're playing. Original tunes, old style tunes?
No, it's a whole mix. The ones we played tonight are more old style ones, you know, old time tunes. We put our own little flair on, or fiddle tunes or whatever, but we play some jazz songs and other contemporary songs and some songs that
reggae.
Tiffany's written, and reggae songs as well.
Tonight was definitely more for the whole spirit of folk and family and just coming from a family of ranchers in the Midwest and keeping that alive.
Well, I'm heading down the track with the chicken on my back. Soles of my feet are nearly gone.
Wore out.
And up the road ahead, there's an old farmer ship. That's where I'll rest my weary.
That was an audio postcard from this year's Alaska Folk Festival, produced by Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld.